Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Scottie Pippen to my Michael Jordan, Nick Capper. How are you, Nick?
Yeah, I'm king of the rebound. Rebound that was, all the time.
That was Rodman.
Rodman?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm obsessed with the documentaries, but I once proved that I'm no good at basketball terminology.
All right.
I never saw that lazy eye on Jordan. I gotta check that out more.
Oh, no, it's not at Lowe's. So our guest today, we're very, very lucky to have him. Ari Shaffir is here. Talking about Jordan's lazy eye. Yeah. Jordan's lazy eye, it's not, he's just bloodshot as fuck. It's like either severe glaucoma or he's blazing or just drinking.
Yeah, he was doing tons of coke back then. A lot of people don't know that. I think it'll come out in episode 10. But like, Jordan was like a secret cokehead.
Was he?
Yeah, for sure. Everybody knew it at the time, but like no one would talk about it because he ran Chicago. So no one really talked about it. But yeah, he did tons of coke.
Oh, fuck.
Did the NBA,
actual coke,
wouldn't they?
Not that fucking Australian garbage.
Yeah. You mean baking soda and just stepped on the shit?
I found a grain from when I was visiting Thailand. I brought it back.
It's only $500 a gram. It's a sweet deal.
Everywhere else in the world, like any of my friends, even the ones you know, I don't want to rat anybody out for being a cokehead, but like... But they're always like, come do coke with us, like in Edinburgh. And then in Australia, like, hey, Matt, I just can't afford to give you any here.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
You can't afford to give anyone any. And if they do a bump, you have to apologize for its quality, like, immediately after.
Yeah, here's some rotted vegetables for you.
You probably went to Perth, Ari, where they reckon the coke's so expensive there that just dexamphetamines are just, like, they're $5 in Melbourne, but they're like $40 in Perth because that's like the next best thing to coke, you know?
Really?
So even Dexies, they ramp up the price. Yeah, everything's inflated, you know?
In Perth.
Thank you so much for being on today. We had a quick chat before recording, and Capper kind of explained to you the fucked premise of our show where we swap phones and go through shit, either camera roll, search history, notes, or draft tweets. I don't know. Of those four things, would you be totally apprehensive if we went
through
one of those?
No, I'll look at it, but we can't pass each other our phones, right? Do you guys normally sit in the same room and do this?
Yeah, of course.
We just do it.
You do these live too, or no?
Yeah, we've done a fair few live ones, which are absolute fucking train wrecks, but...
We still got to iron out the kinks with the live shows. That can be
What goes wrong? People too many times just like, absolutely not.
Well, Capper had an idea where we'll get audience members on stage, we'll take their phones and just send out fuck shit from theirs. And
that's smart.
Who would have thought it just kind of turned into a complete clusterfuck?
Just a lot of awkward people on stage going, I guess I'll write it. I don't know.
We love our fans. Join the Patreon, all that bullshit. So.
So how do you do it then?
Well, we'll spin a wheel later on. We do a recap from the last episode, so it's fine. We'll take you through it. But it's going to be hard with you. It's going to be hard because at the end we propose to you like a hack that you might want to do or something. But you're you're basically the troll king. You're out there trolling. So to do anything that could
fuck you up.
Pretty
fun to get rides out of people. Yeah. We have a rule. This started a long time ago and it's kind of ended. I don't know if you guys had this, but like early, I guess, smartphones when you could tweet and stuff, or Facebook even, you would just go into someone's phone and just post like, I love black cock. Everyone needs to know.
Then they
put on fucking passwords and it ruined everything. But the rule was, at least among comics, was like if somebody got you, you had to leave it up there. That's just have some honor, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you gotta.
some integrity in leaving up I'm gay for as long as possible.
Yeah. And then you end up getting, we eventually got some lesbians and we're like, oh, interesting. Let me do this different. And it's like,
I'm straight. Yeah.
Well, Ari, that is the complicated theme of our podcast. So welcome.
Thanks. All right. Good to be here.
Yeah, but we've been doing this for 2 years. So the shit we've sent out on each other's phones, I got Capper to post Nanette, more like no, thank you. That was a big
that's a
one.
Tough one. Those are the things that'll get you in trouble.
Yeah, I got a lot of messages about that one. And
She's also a hero there, right? She's like,
she's great, you know. But it was so, and I'm friends with
Crocodile
her on
Dundee,
Facebook.
Then nobody for 40 years, and then Nanette.
Yeah. What
two
a contrast.
Icons.
Yeah. yeah, man. But we felt this at the start. Like we still get huge anxiety anytime we do this podcast, but we find now we no longer take social media seriously. We're dead to it. Our souls are dead. We write this worst shit ever. Yeah. I think that's something that probably happened to you a long time ago.
Yeah, it's fun because you only can get a rise out of people who still fucking care about it. And only the worst dregs, Twitter's the worst one, only the dregs are still on Twitter. Like, no one interesting or cool is there. So it's just like you're just running in and just stirring up a fucking witch's brew.
Yeah, that's exactly what we found. We thought only, the fucked people care. That's
And by the way, anything that gets big, like if that Nanette, more like Nano, whatever, anything that gets like really going and like spread, you know, where it spreads like wildfire sometimes, that only spreads because Twitter is supremely negative. So all you gotta do is drop a little piece of negativity in there and it goes like, it's like fucking piranha, just gobbling it up. If you were like, love Nanette, people would be like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's exactly it, man. Yeah, we saw the, obviously you got into a bit of trouble about the Kobe Bryant thing and all that kind of stuff. But I listened to the pods and stuff and you switched off and you didn't hear any of it, but all your mates like Bert and all that, they had to deal with it all. They're like, are you still protecting this guy? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. They go after people so hard. They're like, well, how could you associate with or a bunch of people like, I don't believe in cancel culture, but this time, yes.
Yeah.
That's not. That means you do believe in it.
I know. Surely all that shit's gone out the window now. You think people have perspective with all this fucking pandemic shit. And people are like,
it still comes, but it looks more foolish now.
Yeah, it looks so bad. But I don't know. We'll float some ideas for you at the end of the episode. Right. And then, if obviously you don't have to do shit if you don't want to. But
did you tell Hannah that you were that it was part of a podcast? Or did
she's definitely friends, with us online. And so I don't know if she wasn't tagged in it or anything. But who knows if it got back to her. But Capper hasn't got a Netflix special yet. So
maybe that's why. That might be why.
It annoyed me because, obviously, in comedy, when you're all together and then one becomes kind of, she was always more famous, but then they just skyrocket and it goes from just having drinks with them at a pub and then, or whatever. And then next thing you know, they're so separate that you don't even register anymore. Like that's a weird thing. You know what I mean? Like we're friends on Facebook, but you probably did not even see it because just in that upper zeitgeist that you don't even see anymore. But
some of those people, like, you're too famous for this, and some of them are like, oh, no, they're still quite aware of everything you say. They keep up. They know more about you than you think they would.
They read everything. They got fucking time on their hands on private jets to just scroll through.
Yeah, they have private people who are just there to, like, see who their old friends hate them.
Yeah.
that's your whole job.
I mean, not only professionally, we burnt bridges with friends and family doing this dumb shit every week. I think the first thing Capper had me tweet was RIP dad. And immediately getting calls from friends like, are you all right? Like, is it what's happened? Are you going back to the States? And that was the very first fucking episode. And then recently Capper sent his mom a partial nude, so that was good.
Well, it wasn't I had a pair of trousers on with a hole in it, and then I had a pair of undies with a hole in them, and my flatmate took a photo of this. He's like, man, this is inception right into your ball sack. How did you do this? He sent the photo to Mike, and then, yeah, my mum was a bit disappointed, but...
yeah, she wasn't happy, you know.
But last episode... Oh, so there you go. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, just, you know, her kid in his mid-30s sending her nut shots.
Yeah. The problem is your parents are never going to understand. You're like, no, I'm doing well, Mom. This is catching on.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's disgusting.
Well, that's it. Capper had me email my mom and ask for my foreskin back as a Jewish band. And she was like, what is this for? And I was like, oh, it's for a podcast. She's like, what the fuck's a podcast? And I'm like, oh, it's a little radio show. You know, how do you explain it?
Yeah. It's so funny, man, watching your head, like, you know, you're like the troll master, and then your head just bowing in disappointment when Mike said that. Just like, oh, fuck, we've even triggered the big man himself.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I still feel trolls. Like when somebody catches me, I'm like, fuck, that sucks. Maybe that's why I like it so much. You ever see like two friends like in a serious heated argument? And like, I don't know how you guys feel. I'm always like, oh, this is great, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah. Pull up a chair and just.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy. It's wonderful. And even like, I remember once my friend, Duncan Trussell, he's a comic too, but he was a talent coordinator at the Comedy Store, and he had an employee there, and he was talking to him and being casual. And I knew they each didn't like each other.
Privately,
I had said that. And I was just like, I thought you guys hated each other. And they were both like, shut the fuck up. We're trying to be civil. But like, even though I love seeing that, when I'm in one of those situations, I mean, I hate it, but then from the outside looking in, I'm like, this is great.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, you just love doing that shit, not only online, just baiting your mates as well, just seeing if they will fall into the witch's brew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking mayhem, dude.
Conflict's the best. Capper loves it when I give shit to people because he could just sit back and enjoy. We did a gig, and I was hosting a gig, and a comic was on stage. And he comes off afterwards and he looks at me and he's like, I could hear you the whole time I was on stage. And I was like, well, maybe if you're getting laughs, you wouldn't be able to hear me. And it was just so tense. And like in the moment, it was conflict. But Capper is like, this is the happiest I've ever been.
You know? Like, you can always see that one guy in the corner. He's like, are you guys seeing this?
That's why the podcast, I think, goes so well. Well, you know, not only because it's a concept, but because I would never have the balls to say anything like that. So I just live my life vicariously through Mike in those situations, and I love it.
Oh, it's the best. Dude, my friend just there's one of the girls in the crew is dating a new guy, and somebody's saying something, and he just goes, oh, it's very Sisyphusian. And everyone just kind of kept talking. I forget what the reference was. And then he said it again. He goes, yeah, it's very Sisyphusian. And our buddy just turned and was like, do you want us to ask you what Sisyphusian means? You keep saying it. And it was still like, oh, that's awesome.
What a fucking douchey reference to make.
I know.
In a social
and twice, dude. If somebody doesn't hear you, just fucking let it go.
All right. Well, last episode, we had a New Zealand comic, Melanie Bracewell, on. And we did some real good hacks in that episode. If you don't know her, Ari, she's quite a big comedian in New Zealand. And I don't know if you guys have, do you guys have Married at First Sight in the States there? Kind of reality show.
I'm shockingly not up to date on reality
shows. Yeah, it's like, basically, it's just a dog shit reality show where they have people marry each other. No, this one, they actually make them marry after meeting each other. It's kind of, Love is Blind is kind of close to it. But yeah, it's basically, they're forced to get married in this one, whereas in Love is Blind, they get to choose, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's like these reality shows keep coming, and then people are like, what's starting this virus? How could this virus have started? We've brought ourselves to the end of death. It's like popular entertainment is this garbage. And it's like, we deserve to be wiped out. We deserve to be wiped off the face of the earth.
I remember when they were doing the vote for gay marriage in Australia, and these shows existed at the same time. They're like, no, we're still unsure if we want to let gay people marry, but let's fucking make a total travesty of the whole institution.
Yeah. Respect the institution, but
anyway, I did a bit of Photoshop, Ari. I'll share it on the screen now. What we did is we got her to post this that she was going to be on Married at First Sight.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, man, the amount of traction was crazy. It was
shit. Were people going like, that's awesome? Or
most people are like, no, what the fuck are you doing? You can't do this.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Sellout's fucking brutal. But yeah, she got so many comments and so many likes. We usually say, leave shit up for an hour. If you're uncomfortable with it, just fucking pull it down or say it was us. And she only lasted like 20 minutes because she was getting calls from family like going, you can't do this. And
yeah. So the best.
Yeah, so she did an edit saying, oh, this was the guys from the Phone Hacks podcast, but so many comments and shit. And the thing is, we were saying people don't even really believe the edit sometimes. Like, it's already done its damage once it's up for, you know, like people like, people like, oh, Mel Bracewell's that it exists.
You could put a statement out, like, it was just a joke for this Phone Hacks podcast. People were like, nah, I don't believe that.
Yeah. We did one to the host of Big Brother when Big Brother was big, and you know, it's a dilapidated house, and we got him to say that he was squatting in it at one point, at a low point of his career, and it went bananas, it went crazy, and he said so many times in the tweet, this was a prank, I did not sleep in the house. No one wanted to believe it. They just like the media were just
too late to
it, like,
backtrack now.
Yeah.
All those like terrible online publications like Junkie and Reductress, you know, they all picked it up, and they're like, host of Big Brother, homeless, living in the house, you know, like it was, yeah. Fantastic.
It's amazing where they're like, you've done no research. Is this what journalism is? You're just printing out just inconsistencies because you're like, you're just rushing to it instead of actually doing some like preparation, like cross-reference.
Totally. As long as it looks like good clickbait, they'll fucking run with anything, you know? Yeah. So that got a ton of traction. And then on last week's episode as well, there's a guy named Peter Rosethorn. He's an older comic that's been on the Kath and Kim show, which is massive over here. And I've done a bunch of gigs with him. They did an American remake, but it fucking failed real bad. Yeah. And so Capper had me send him a message on Instagram saying, hey man, was watching Kath and Kim the other day, great work, which is already painful as fuck. And then, do you still have any TV connections now that the gigs have dried up? I want to try and pitch this script I'm working on called Blackula, a black man who is a vampire in Australia. Lol, give me a call on my number and we can have a chat. I have a role that might be interesting for you.
Wow.
And he eventually wrote back, call me. And then that was it. And I fucking never responded. Why would I call the dude?
You so gotta call him, man.
No, fuck that.
You gotta call him.
That's one where it's like, figure out a pitch for a vampire movie, just a short one, and call him and follow through.
Yeah. I'll write the pitch, man. I'll write the whole pitch. I'll write the script. You just try to read it out to him verbatim. There's a scene, you know, there's a scene in the film where they say, you know, the black vampire says this.
Yeah.
Just that kind of thing.
God. The thing is, there's already a 70s movie called Blackula, I think. There is. That already exists. But
yeah,
I guess
there's Vampire in Brooklyn, but doesn't mean there's plenty of vampire movies you could add to it.
Yeah, but the Australian version would just fucking terrible.
You got to have an Australian version of everything, you know?
Why don't you pitch it as like you're a comedian vampire and you sleep all day, like most comedians, and then you're out at night doing stand-up and other stuff, and then pretty much just comedy life.
So it's kind of like what the
And I'm also in blackface.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I feel like blackface is not as looked down on in Australia as it is in America.
There's still like people in Perth and stuff sending their kids to school, like, you know, for like dress up day, like, hey, this is my kid dressed up as Eddie Murphy or whatever. And people are just like, what the fuck? Like Twitter going crazy.
Yeah,
and
it took an American to shame Australia because Harry Connick Jr. was out here like as a talent show judge for some Saturday night show. And like they came out like the Michael Jackson dancers and it was like four white dudes in blackface and they like danced around the Michael Jackson song.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and Harry Connick Jr. was the only one who like held up a zero and he was like, this is wrong. And everyone else was like, oh, shit, maybe this is wrong.
That's hilarious because they'll be like, why is it wrong? We got all the notes down. What do you mean? Was that not his song?
And everyone else who had already like voted a 9 or an 8 was just like, oh, fuck.
Oh, that's right. We're against this. I didn't even consider that. Racism, fuck.
And this was like 2010 or something, 2009. Like, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. I love when there's a public shaming and people are like, you can't drag up people's stuff from people's past. And like, it was fucking February.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Capper, you're one, you had to comment on someone's status on Facebook and you just put up a weird, like, you accepted a friend request and then you said something like, autumn is the first kiss of winter or some weird bullshit.
Autumn is the first kiss of winter. And this dude had a big bonfire set up and he's drinking around it with all of his mates. And I didn't even know him. He just added me. I think he's an open mic guy or something. And then I commented, autumn is the first kiss of winter. And then something about the passion of spring. And he's like, whoa, that's deep, dude. So, that's what happens when you when you become friends with a comic you don't know. You know, you get weird shit on your videos.
Yeah, but he probably thinks you guys are tight now. Once this is all over,
he's just called me up.
Yeah, he's like, I'm in with Kappa.
Man, I love that poetry, that deep shit, man. Just trying to grease the axles to get on.
Yeah, he's just clearly kissing up. You're like, that was a joke. You don't love it. It was awful on purpose.
So what do you say we get into the phones, huh?
All right.
Let me find mine. So you got yours. So it's basically I got this spinning wheel app on the phone, and then I spin it for each person's phone to see what we go through. Recently, my camera roll has been pretty fucked because I'm just screenshotting posts and putting them in private groups to bully people. So let's see. I'll spin the wheel.
What a surprise, Mike.
There's a shitty wheel.
Let's see how we go.
All right, search history.
All right, what has this been pretty bad, Mike? Have you search history some interesting things, like the head of Mike Goldstein due to boredom. Some, you know, there's some pretty weird shit in there.
Yeah. All right, so I can either read it out. I don't know if you can read that through the screen. That's probably
pretty bright, man. Yeah,
too bright.
Turn it down. Yeah. Turn the brightness down. Oh, there you go.
Oh, here we go.
Talk to me open.
Just pick something and then...
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. This is great. Yasmin Bleeth now.
Okay. They were... Yasmin Bleeth was on...
She was the hottest on Melrose Place or 90210?
Baywatch.
She was also on something else, wasn't she?
Oh, she probably did Melrose Place or something as well. But I remember Baywatch. She was fucking just phenomenal looking, and she was Jewish as well, which, you know, double whammy. You know, it's rare. It's like a unicorn.
Yeah, and, an attractive Jewish woman is the rarest of the rare.
And she, I remember there was all these fucking drug charges against her and she had kind of a fall from grace. But they were playing basketball on TV the other day and she's in that. She still looks great. But I just went to look her up. And if you've seen any current pictures of her.
By the way, these searches, they either go, and there's no in between. They either go, oh, wow, she's actually still pretty good looking for a 48-year-old. Or, oh, my God.
Can you see her?
Ah.
No fucking way.
Yeah,
really?
She is a dump truck.
No fucking way. I thought at first, I was like, that's Yasmin Bleeth, and that's the guy from Jonah Hill.
It looks like grown-up Cartman or something. I don't know what it is. But it's...
Mate, when you get old, I'm going to fucking roast you. When you got that Joey Cruz, what's his name?
I was never a fucking amazingly hot woman on Baywatch.
You never sold your beauty. Did she? What happened? Did she like crash her car into a cupcake?
She was, man, all these drug charges. I think she was
drugs.
Yeah. Ah. So it was a pretty steady decline, I think, after the basketball film didn't take off.
Basketballs was sick. I'm going to rewatch that. I rewatched Team America 2 nights ago. So
Joey Diaz is in basketball.
All right.
Really?
He's a ref. Yeah. He's a ref.
But the thing is, it's the Zucker brothers. It's not even Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
I know. Yeah. They were just in it.
Yeah. So the Zucker brothers wrote it, and they kind of passed their prime with, I don't know, the airplane movies and what's the Naked Gun and all that shit. But then this one, it was all right, but it was just, if Trey Parker and Matt Stone, I think everyone thinks they wrote the movie, but it's just.
That's right. I remember. It was a Zucker brothers thing. And what, it doesn't hold up. Doesn't hold up.
It was all right, but I was distracted by Yasmin Bleeth's current fucking appearance.
All charged up, Mike, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, fuck, now I got to laugh at this thing rather than be slightly aroused all the way through the movie.
Do you want more? Do you want more in the
search history?
Kitten Cafe toys?
No.
Statue of men fighting babies. What are those?
Statue of man fighting babies. I watched Extraction on Netflix the other day, that Hemsworth action movie. And there's a scene where he just fucking beats the shit out of like a bunch of kids. And it's the highlight of the movie, right?
Yeah. That's great.
And there was, so I looked up that because then I think I just put it in an Insta story, best scene in Extraction. I don't know if you've seen that statue of a man like fighting off like eight babies. And then
that's in Norway. That's Frognerparken.
Oh, shit.
I've been there. I've seen that. I've seen that statue. Wait, there's of a legit statue?
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's in Norway. There's this statue. What? I think it's 100 statues this guy makes. And he's just doing weird shit. Like, hanging out with babies.
Where in Norway is that? He's naked and pudgy.
Yeah.
I forgot he was naked. He's just got his fucking dick out. And he's
like, you ain't touching this dick, baby.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, it's in Oslo. Yeah, and it was cool.
The Nobel Prize is given out, right? Isn't that where?
That was the first Nobel Prize went to the naked guy kicking the shit out of baby.
They're like, it's for science.
Not fighting back.
It's for science. You got to see how they land.
Yeah.
There's the funniest thing about that park is there's 100 different statues, and I didn't know this, but there's a lot of Japanese tourists that go to Norway, Denmark, or whatever, because they're obsessed with the Nordic royal families. So there's a lot of Japanese tourists in Oslo, and I'd go to this park and I'd watch one tourist just take a photo of each statue of 100 statues. And I was like, far out, that Japanese person's grandkids is going to cop a walloping, you know, with the photo album. Just, this is statue
one. And here's another one.
This is statue two. It's just like, oh, God.
It's also like, you know, you could probably just find those on a website. You really don't need to, like, it's not a whale breach.
Well, that's good, Mike. You want to show us any more? Or you're all good. All good.
I don't know. We could keep it moving. Oh, I guess I'll hold it up once more. Okay. If you see if anything pops out.
Tony Kukoc. Oh, because of that video. Because of that.
Last Dance. And because I had a terrible isolation goatee, and someone said I looked like Tony Kukoc from the Bulls.
Do you not know what shaman means?
Yeah. I forgot. Well, like, there's a comic who quit comedy and is like the spiritual guide now, and I just couldn't really remember what I wanted to say. Oh, he's a shaman now, but I was like, is that the correct? Is that a spiritual guide? That is, right? The shaman's like a fucking.
You looked it up. You would know better than any of us.
Yeah, ayahuasca. He runs ayahuasca ceremonies and all that bullshit.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a drug out there?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure this dude would know, but he's totally fucking dropped off the comedy scene. It's just such a huge leap. This dude used to be like known for really kind of acerbic comedy. He brought me on stage once as this next act fucks babies. And like he was, just this insane dude. Good dude. But then he's, as far as I know now, Capper, you would probably know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
he's just
yeah.
like a spiritual shaman or whatever the fuck. So it's a huge leap.
When you see someone's past, it goes completely against it. We're like, what? You're teaching me how to talk to God? That's how you bring people up on a comedy stage? What?
It was real weird because he was the nicest guy ever. And then he'd get on stage and he was like going to be this next prodigy for a while of comedy. You know, he was real good. And then he would just start throwing gigs away and being really negative. And then he'd walk off stage and it was like a complete transformation. He's like, why am I so negative up there? Comedy is not good for me. Like, it was like a real, it was almost like a, yeah, like a physical transformation. As soon as he stepped on stage, it was very negative and he hated it. I thought he liked it. I thought, oh, yeah, he likes poking people, but he didn't like it.
Well, I saw him like squeal like a pig on stage until everyone left the room, you know? And it was just like the comics in the room were like, this is amazing. But then again, he would come off stage and be immediately introspective and like, oh, what am I doing? And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man, that's some good shit in there. So the shaman, I think, because when I went to Peru, I had some ayahuasca and there was a shaman there. And, you know, but it was a real touristy shaman. Like I'd really been taken for a ride. You know what I mean?
Yeah, any shaman for ayahuasca would give you a t-shirt at the end.
Yeah.
He had his own merch. That's fucking great.
And my, I told my brother about it. I'm like, look, man, if you're going to take ayahuasca, go deep. Don't do the touristy ones. And then he sent me a photo of the shaman. And I was like, fuck, he fell for it as well. Like, it was terrible. Like, the worst shaman I've ever seen. Like, wearing sneakers and shit. Just dusting him off with this weird branch. Uh-huh. It was just totally made up.
What did you discover on your ayahuasca trip there, Capper? Any realizations?
They said I was going to meet my, I was trying to speak to my dead grandfather. And I didn't speak to him at all. I just spewed for about 14 hours. So it was a therapeutic experience, you know. I think you kind of think that I did have a bit of a trans-dimensional experience, but it was, it wasn't. I think people think that they're having a trans-dimensional experience, but I think I'm too aware, too observant in those type of situations, and it just makes the whole thing hell for me. I think you got to relax and let it take over, whereas I'm like, oh, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen?
And then
I'm like, oh, it's happening now, but it's not spiritual, so it just ruined the whole thing.
I get the same way in mushrooms sometimes where I'm like, oh, okay, this is the effect the drug is having on me.
Yeah.
It's making my cerebellum do this, and you're like, well, that's not fun.
Guys, my third eye is already open, all right?
Is that your asshole?
Yeah. Maybe ayahuasca would go better up there.
All right, should we spin the wheel to see what we're going through in your phone, Capper?
Yeah, let's go. Let's see what we got.
All right, spinning the wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Yeah. Capper's got a piece of shit Oppo. I don't even know if they sell it in the States, but it's like the budget iPhone.
Biggest selling phone in India.
Yeah, it's like Fisher-Price phone, you know. Capper, we had draft tweets for you. Have you been tweeting much?
I've been trying to tweet. I was on a roll in isolation. I was kind of like, well, you know, it's good for my creativity and people were liking it. But now I'm like, I don't know. I as you'll see from my last draft tweet, I've got...
Who cares?
Who cares?
That's like a suicide note.
Who cares? Because really, who cares? Like I was trying to write something funny or something like that, and I was like, who gives a fuck?
What am I doing?
Yeah, what am I doing? I don't care about this. I should be. Anything else there? Oh.
Screen's already gone dark on your shitty phone.
Yeah. What have we got there?
Not enough female roles in Bad Boys for Life.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to start a fucking,
Yeah, that's me. That's me taking down Bad Boys.
Where's Bad Girls for Life?
Yeah. Michael Bay, huh? What's going on here? Why so many dudes, huh?
Yeah, Michael Bay is a notorious champion of females, so it's weird there wasn't enough.
Who was the guy? Oh, it was Michael Bay. Who did Transformers? Female roles is that him?
Yeah, that was him, yeah. Megan Fox, he put in there.
Yeah, no, here's what Michael Bay does. He, allegedly for all this, but he will fuck some extra and on the condition that he will feature extra them. So in almost all Michael Bay films, you'll see for some reason just like a too long a shot on someone that has never been introduced before in the movie. Like in Transformers, it was this chick in a blue dress, stunningly gorgeous. And there's mayhem going on. All the soda machines are turning into fucking robots. And then it just holds on this chick she's never been in the movie before. Just random chick in a blue dress, like, oh, like this. And that's just a blowjob. That's a result of a blowjob.
Good work. Go get her, you know? Yeah.
Man, my flatmate was watching that one. That new that new Michael Bay film on Netflix with Ryan Gosling in it. Not Ryan Gosling. What's his name? Ryan Reynolds. And it was that awful. Like, I was like, oh, this is going to be a trashy movie. I'm drunk, you know, like, it's going to be fun and, like, a lot of action. But it was fucking so terrible I had to turn it off. Like, it was a mess. Like, well, and exactly what you said, Ari. There's, like, a scene where kids are getting gassed by these jet fighter jets and all of a sudden there's this stunning woman in a short skirt walking in slow motion.
It's great for no reason. You're like, it almost like, did I sleep for some of this? Who is this character? She's on way too long to just be an extra.
Now I almost want to watch Michael Bay's whole catalog to just see his fuck history.
It's like, it's like the version of Hitchcock just being in all his movies. Yeah, like, oh, yeah. There he is. I spotted him.
Yeah, fuck. That's man, that's great. So I guess if the featured extras have to blow him to get that spot, then, you know, Megan Fox must have just chowed his ass for so long.
Made him dinner. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was another funny thing. I don't know. Yeah, I got, because I wrote that because I watched the Bad Boys for Life trailer, and there's this other one that I wrote. Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys for Life looks like a chubby bitch because he's got these, like, weird little titties in it.
Yeah.
Like these weird little pointy titties.
He looks like a black Yasmin Bleeth.
It's amazing because Will Smith took care of himself so well.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, like, you're like, ah, in the same amount of time, they'll probably look about the same. It's like, no. Will Smith is eating young babies for youth, and then Martin Lawrence just doing more coke and claiming it was fucking. Remember when he ran around naked with a gun, and they said there was what's the disease called when you have no water in your system?
Dehydration.
No. Dehydration. Yeah, they were like, it's dehydration, and then people were like, yeah, that makes sense. And then I had a manager, a Hollywood manager, told me, like, do you remember that story? I'm like, yeah. He goes, have you ever been dehydrated? Have you ever run more when you're dehydrated or picked up a gun? Like, that's just drugs, dude. That's, we just sold that as dehydration.
Should I pick up this glass of water or a fucking handgun?
Run around naked.
That's because the Hollywood excuse so much of the time is exhaustion, right? Uh-huh. They're suffering from exhaustion, and that's why they put a racist tweet up or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I suffer from exhaustion. I've done Molly for fucking 3 straight days. Now I'm exhausted and acting weird. Yeah.
With your parents, you know? what's it? How long you been living with your parents in this lockdown?
Almost
for a month.
Almost a month. Yeah, is April 7th.
Is it a good reconnection time, or is it...
It ain't bad. I mean, jokes aside, it's not bad, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You get a bit older, you kind of become friends with your parents.
Well, that's it. It's like we can get into stuff where it's like, yeah, I'll do this sometimes, dude. You know, it's like, they're so conservative, too. But I was... I'm teaching yoga on fucking YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I watched a few apps. Great, man.
I mean, it's fucking surprisingly fun. But, like... It was a 30-day challenge. I got to day 30, and I'm like, I got to smoke a J, you know, to, like, celebrate.
Yeah.
But it's in their house, and they're so conservative and religious. And so I just smoked it for, like, 2 minutes, whatever, a minute, and then I put it out. My dad's like, are you smoking cigars in there? And I was like, no, it's just a joint. I had to light it for a second. He was like, he goes, air it out. I'm like, it's not that kind of smoke. It'll go away in, like, an hour or two.
Yeah. Well, it's like you're a teenager again. And it's like this lockdown, it's like we're all grounded anyway. So you're just, yeah.
I feel like it's that right after college, but before you get a job where you're just like, oh, I'm not going to do shit. I'm just staying in the bed.
Yeah, Mike hasn't changed either. He's living with his girlfriend, but he's...
Yeah.
Mike's living with his girlfriend, but he's still Googling Yasmin Bleeth, so hasn't changed since he was 16.
Well, dude, here's the saddest thing to come out of this lockdown. I've been trying to figure out ways to get my girlfriend to leave so I can watch porn.
Ooh, that's tough. Yeah. Well, you got to get a waterproof case for your shower, for your iPhone.
Yeah. But the shower is a whole thing. I can't do it in the shower. My knees buckle. I'll fall down.
Hey, this makes me. I'm sorry. I want to Google Yasmin Blech and see what comes up.
Oh, that's like a Mad magazine parody. More like Yasmin. Blech.
Yeah. Did I mean Yasmin Bleth? No, I did not mean that. Yasmin Bleth, Facebook. Let's see images here.
What's Yasmin Bleth? Is that the...
It's all this comes up. It's all exactly...
Oh, that shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what is in your phone, Ari. We got some good results there, some draft tweets. I don't think there's anything else there.
Draft tweets are tough because this isn't ready to go out yet.
Yeah.
You're pretty much saying, no, don't delete it, but it's not good enough.
Well, that's what's interesting is the motivation behind why it stayed in there. Either this is dog shit or, I don't want to deal with the fallout. Yeah, exactly.
You mentioned
go ahead, Cap.
It's kind of shit when sometimes you have guests on there and they're like, you got draft tweets? Why do you give a fuck about it? I just throw it out there. That's what Twitter is for, fucked ideas. And you're like, oh, man, you got to take a good hard look at yourself then. Like, why am I drafting some dumb fucking ramble,
I mean, if you want to get the wording right, but on a good joke, but those days are over. It used to be like, no, just throw out a bunch of tweets. The good ones will stick, it'll get you more. But now it's like, we're going to end you. Right. What do you want me to not try? Fuck off.
All right, spinning the wheel to see what we go through in Ari's phone.
Ooh, big money.
It is on notes.
Notes. Let's see. So,
do you got or you could go through whatever you think might yield the best results, but like notes, I don't know if you're writing stand-up at the moment.
We will see if that's even... I mean, I opened it, but I don't know if I use it on my fucking phone.
Yeah.
All right, yep. Whatever you think. Have you been writing much stand-up in lockdown?
No. Zero. The only jokes that come are going to be instantly hacky.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be fucking... Dude, honestly, this is going to be so fucking boring because all my notes are just like shit to get to in my life.
All right. So it's...
ASAP Rocky. Cool. Oh,
those are just like... song choices for Skeptic Tank. Shopping lists.
Yeah. Some measurements there. 14 by 9.5 feet.
This is my least funny part of me. It's just it's like...
What do you think's good? If you want to go to camera roll or search history or some shit?
Whatever you think, Ben.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, none of us are writing stand-up. I feel like everyone's going to suck if it eventually goes back, but it's...
How long do you reckon stand-up will be dead for, Ari, you reckon?
I'm not scheduling anything until January.
We had Gareth Reynolds on.
I love Gareth.
And he said, we're just asking, because in Australia, obviously a lot of comics are going crazy, posting a lot of crazy shit online or asking for money. And that's what Gareth said. He said just a lot of people asking for money.
I know, but it's like we're asking for money from people who are also out of money. That's not the model. It's like let's raise money for the wait staff at this club. And then another club like goes, how about us? And it's like, all right.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. What's the best desperation thing you've seen so far, you think?
Oh, I mean, I've seen it before. It was always like... Yeah. I don't want to pick all about women, but it's women who are like, can you start a GoFundMe so I can go to Thailand?
Yeah.
And you're like, work a job for that. That's not a... GoFundMe's for surgeries.
I'm applying for a featured extra in a Michael Bay film. So we'll see how that works out.
Guys, I feel awful that this fucking thing is really just legitimately serious fucking notes.
Yeah. That's fine.
You had measurements, then you had 224 watts. What, are you doing some renovations or something or what?
Yeah, I got a new studio. I'm just going to keep scrolling. I got a new studio, podcast studio.
Gotcha. And what, you're putting it together yourself?
Yeah, so I had to see how much we can fucking build up. If you see anything, fucking stop me.
You got Austria, large.
Well, drugs is a title. There's a title that just says drugs.
Drugs, Hastings. Oh, okay. It's me putting together fucking lists of storytelling shows at the Fringe.
Right. Gotcha.
So drugs are going to do Hastings. You guys know John Hastings?
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Yeah, we got on mushrooms together, and he fucking freaked the fuck out.
Is this his first time doing it, or what?
I don't know. It was me, him, and Evan DeMarie, and we were going to go fucking climb Arthur C. the last night of the Fringe on mushrooms, and it was all fun. And then he got in his head that he was on a hidden camera show and that I was hosting it. And he kept going like, oh, I see it. And we're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Get your hiking shoes on. Let's go. And he's like, okay, all right. And we're like, all right. He started getting a little violent. And then when he called us on it, he was like, I'm on a hidden camera shot. It's obvious. I and I'm like, no, you're not. And he goes, well, that's what you would say as the host. I'm like, yeah, that's not wrong. If I was a host of a hidden camera show, I would definitely try to keep it going. I'm not, but I for sure, you got me in a logic loop. And I'm like, where are the cameras? And he pointed to all the street lights. He goes, there. And I'm like, wow, there's no real way out of this for me, logically, how to convince you that I'm not. Then he just ran away. He ran away. I told Evan, I was like, we got to let him go, dude. I don't think we can hold him.
Yeah.
And then the next day we called him. I was like, are you okay? He goes, I'm fine. Have you seen my phone? And I was like, dude, I don't know what happened, but I guarantee you, you're never going to see that phone again.
Yeah, yeah, it's gone. Yeah. You should have, when you saw him the next day, you should have like brought a waiver for him to sign. So you
Yeah. Well, I didn't use that footage. Dude, I never got it from you before you left, but sorry about that.
That's all right. So should we just get into the hex?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. So we do different shit each week depending what the dice lands on. I roll a die. And then, it's a variety of shit. So let's see what I got to do this week. That is a 6. So a direct message to a celebrity or a random on Instagram.
Whoa, Kepper, not bad.
What do you got for me?
Let me see. Oh, I've got a good one for you.
Yeah.
These are great.
So I got a good one, Mike. So I don't know. There's a comedian I've done a podcast with a few times. A really big comic in Australia called Andy Lee.
Oh yeah.
And Mike, you did a tweet a while in isolation. Well, he did a tweet, and it said.
He put up a challenge. You know how people are doing all those challenge bullshit things? Yeah. He was like, if you can hit a tennis ball on one side of your house and then run through your house and catch it on the other side, you win this challenge. And he fucking hits the tennis ball and then runs through his mansion and then catches it before landing in his infinity pool, right? And so I retweeted it and I was like, oh, what a fun challenge for everyone. Run through your mansion and catch a tennis ball. You know, like we can all relate. And then, so that's what you're talking about, Kev?
That's what I'm talking about. I'll share.
Wait, did he really do it? That was set up.
No,
he did it.
He really did it. Yeah. So that's the, and then... Then Mike did this kind of, you know, got some great traction. It was real funny. But, man, I thought I've taken this screenshot and I'm going to email it to you.
Yeah.
You have to say to him, send him the screenshot.
Yeah.
And just go, sorry, I got it here. I'm sorry I did this tweet. I did not mean for it to burn any bridges.
Oh, God.
Stay funny.
So you have a screenshot of the tweet and you want me to send him a private apology.
Yeah. Sorry I did this tweet. It was only a joke and I did not mean for it to burn any bridges. Stay funny.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Jesus Christ. That's fucking duff tough, dude.
It's so painful.
Because he's also going to be like, ugh, this fucking idiot. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't care.
Why would that burn bridges? You're just trying to get to know me.
Yeah. And he's like, what did you get? 2 retweets, 70 likes? Oh, fucking. What a man.
Yeah.
Or ideally, he's going to be like, hey, man, no. I didn't read it that way at all. You're totally cool, and I like you. It's gone. Yeah. And you're going to be like, I was just joking. I mean,
dude, either way, it's fucking painful. So send that through, Cap.
Yeah,
and
I emailed it to you.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
So throw that up. Man, it's... Yeah. Yeah, and the problem is he is the nicest guy in the world, so it's fucking great.
I know. And see, he shows up at random gigs and podcast stuff, so yeah. All right, I'll send that through to Andy Lee. Fuck your face. Capper, rolling the dice for you.
Okay.
It is a 3, which is a comment on a random's status or photo on Facebook.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Capper did this to me. This is a while back, a fair few episodes ago. He made me find a random photo, a good friend's wife, and then go 2 years, 3 years back in her photos.
That's a great.
And comment. It was her like at the beach with her fiance, and had me comment, "I actually don't think this photo is that good. Why'd you put it up?" And like I was like, I totally forgot about it. You know, we go about our day, and then eventually I get a notification, and she responded, "I actually didn't think you'd have time to comment on photos from 3 years ago. Company must not be going that great, right?" She's right. She's fucking right. So Capper, I'm gonna see how this goes for you. Find someone in your phone. Let's just say, punch in the letter S, and if there's any randoms in there, preferably someone who doesn't know about the podcast.
Yeah. Right. I got my old boss.
Yeah.
Oh.
Male or female?
She's female. She was real funny. Boss. I worked with her at Flight Center when I was a travel agent.
When's the last time you had any contact with her whatsoever?
Must have been like 6 years ago. Perfect. probably 7 years ago, yeah.
All right, so can you go deep in the photos and then we'll just do the same shit. Just put in...
What?
Yeah, just the same exact... preferably something where she probably thinks she looks pretty good.
Oh, no.
Skip over the recent photos where she says she lost her dad to COVID and just go straight to the...
Or no, that's even better if she's got some sag.
Yeah. Like now? You're doing this now?
Okay. I've got this photo of her. She's doing a peace sign. She's having some fun.
It's Yasmin Blech.
That one's fine. Yeah, just do the same shit. I actually don't think this photo is that good. Why'd you put it up?
Oh. What? Oh, man. I remember she used to yell at me because I would fuck up all the airline arrangements
that sounds believable.
Of my customers, and she'd have to fix it up. I actually don't think this photo is that good.
Yeah. Why'd you put it up?
And he's going to report on the results of this?
Yeah, yeah. But so next week's episode, we recap all the fallout and shit.
It's also like if they're getting that, like, you've just been going through all my old photos, and those were all acceptable. This is the one that got you.
Yeah, and isolation makes it better because she knows he's got time, though, on his hand, and he's just fucking.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, I've been going through all of them. And by the way, don't look at the negative. The positive, most of them were all fine, up to par. It's just this one. I think you can do better.
Some old boss, fucking great.
By the way, it reminds me of there's a comic. Well, I used to be the talent coordinator at the Comedy Store, and this old gay comic would just hit on him all the time, just constantly. And he was like, no, he's not gay. He was just, but he's pretty. And one day we got his phone. It was like 1:15, 1:30 in the morning, and we just texted this old gay comic from his phone, "What's up?" And then just left it. He was like, "Oh, it's happening! It's really happening!"
What's up?
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah,
perfect.
All right. Well, we got you, Ari. Now we can roll the dice, but we've got a few pre-planned hacks for you that you might want to do. If you don't want to do any of them, it's fine.
I'll do it. If you think they're fine, I'll do them.
Well, yeah, what you can choose. We got a few options, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, some of them are really fucked.
I'll send you an email with all the options, but I'll read them out to you now just to get your reaction. Some of them, I think, are just shit you'd probably tweet anyways. So,
which would not be as fun.
Yeah.
So, first up, we have a nice thought in all this doom and gloom. Greta Thunberg turns 18 on January 3rd, 2021. And then just a like slobbery face emoji.
That's a good tweet. I mean, we can do that, but that's like one of those where I'm like, oh, I wish I would have thought of that on my own. That's just a good, solid tweet. So if there was like a Goody Two Shoes comic, I would save it for them. But
yeah.
It'd be wasted. True. My fans would be like, another solid one, Ari.
Yeah, no.
We'll continue to stay looking for your updates.
All right, this one. Have come to the somber realization that comedy as we know it is dead. Stand-up will no longer exist going forward. Once the travel restrictions are lifted, I'll be moving to India to study Buddhism and Bodh Gaya. We should all strive for more inner peace and enlightenment.
That is horrible because that's so fucking... Ernest, which is makes me the most uncomfortable.
Yeah. Ernest is the worst.
I hate when I see comics do that. Like, hey, can't we all just get along? I'm like, oh, wait to lay yourself out on a limb there, bro. Idiot comic.
Yeah, man. Speaking of Ernest, I got an Ernest one for you. I don't know if, as once again, this was so hard. I stayed up all. No, I didn't stay up, but I spent.
That's the right angle. Is to get me something that I'd be embarrassed over.
Yeah. So I don't know if this one is too heavy, but as we, I thought we'd do this. As we all know, I'm kind of bipolar. I'm a mean troll, but also a sweet guy that my friends and fans know me for. The answer is ice. We all know I endorse drugs, but for nearly the last year, I've been addicted to one of the worst drugs of all. And now I can say I'm going off it. Sorry I brought so much negativity into the world.
That's not bad. I, just so you know, ice is a purely Australian weight. It's called, it's meth, right?
Yeah, oh, meth.
No,
oh,
right. It's only, you guys are the only ones that call it ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that one's purely fucked. Yeah. Once again, yeah, I don't know if you want to come out and say that you're on meth. but yeah, that's one of the options.
There's a couple more, just... Interested to hear how you would think this one would be received. So it'd be a tweet where you tag Alyssa Milano. Oh, okay. And you say, "Dear Alyssa Milano," it says, "I also believe in equality amongst the genders and that men and women share the same potential physical abilities. With that in mind, I'd like to challenge you to a charity wrestling match. All proceeds to go to healthcare workers in NYC. Hashtag NY Strong."
That's just like corny. It's so fucking it's so horrible. Corny. It's horrible. Yeah. The problem is that you have to. Everyone will think you've written this thing. So then it's like, yeah, it's interesting. For the specific person, different ones will go better or worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it depends, man. Did any of those float your boat, or?
I think that first one might be not the first one, not the very first one.
Yeah.
The Buddhism.
Yeah. That one's pretty good.
All right, I'll send that through to your email and then just chuck it up whenever. Because it's Saturday night in New York, right? It's like kind of late Saturday night.
Yeah, 10:30. Should I do it tomorrow?
10:30. You're the real victim of the pandemic. It's 10:30 on a Saturday night and you're talking to two dipshits in Australia.
I mean, this is fucking horrible. You guys should be drinking right now. It's 11:45 a.m.
And I've attached a picture that you can, just for your own personal use, or you can... put it up at any point. It's Paul Walker standing next to his car in heaven, and he's picking up Kobe Bryant at the pearly gates.
We found that picture and just could not stop laughing. And it's made beautifully.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's drawn absolutely beautifully. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's email 3D. Like we said, fucking don't do anything if you don't want, but fucking chuck it up.
I'll leave it on you guys if you want me to do any one of those. I'll let you decide. It might be better.
I think the Buddhism one, I'll trust your instincts. I think, yeah.
That made me cringe the most hearing it. So,
yeah.
And what's going to be the most painful is not the people going like, what the fuck's wrong with you, idiot? It's not that. It's going to be the people going like, yeah, we need more of this positive art.
and you just did this 30-day yoga course, so they'll think, you know.
That's right.
Oh, that's great, man. That's such a good, that's going to be, I can't wait to see the backlash. Because you got so many followers. It'll be great.
It's an interesting, like, game, just idea of it, because you really have to go the opposite of what that guy stands for, whoever it is, or that woman. Yeah. It's just like, yeah.
Like, yeah, well, what you said, Greta Thunberg too fucking on brand.
That's a good, solid tweet. When I heard that, I was like, ah, why couldn't I think of something like that?
Yeah, man. Have you got anything not you're going to get too much promotion from us, but you got anything you want to plug at the moment or anything like that?
I got a new YouTube page. It's it's just all my podcasts and stuff. I'm doing video now. So it's youtube.com/skeptictank. And there's fucking YouTube videos up there. And I'm doing a new podcast where we talk about 21 Jump Street every episode of 21 Jump Street. Best show in history of television.
Do you go through to the Richard Grieco days, or you just stay with Deb?
We're going to. We were thinking of calling it Take Us to the Grieco. But we decided not to call it that. It's called Sixth and Jump instead. But yeah, we're going to go through to the Grieco days. That's going to be when Johnny Depp was like, as a human, was just like, dude, I'm way too big to keep doing this show. So I'll give you 4 episodes a year, and that's as much as I can do for you.
All right, man. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah,
dude.
Nice talking to you guys. Hopefully I'll see you, I mean, at some point.
Yeah. And for more great hacks, check out we've got all the past episodes. Plus, if you want 2 bonus episodes a month, join the Patreon.
Do you guys take suggestions from fans about hacks?
Of course.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Nobody's more creative than the entire internet.
Yeah. Some of the shit we get sent is just the most insane messages I've ever got from people in my life. And then some is legit. But I get more often than not, like, it's someone from Capper's history that has a specific way to fuck him up.
Ask Capper about New England. And you're like, okay. That's oddly specific.
All right. Well, I think, that about wraps it up. But yeah, chuck it up whenever, the Buddhism one. And then,
email to me. I'll do it tomorrow at like, I'll do it so it's on both coasts. I'll do it like 3 p.m. here and noon in the West Coast.
Perfect. That's emailed through. Hopefully see you soon.
All right, man. All right. Thank you. Legend.
Yeah, fuck bitches,
thank you
make
so
money.
Much.
See ya.
See ya, bye. Hacks.